I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is Tech Central's TCS Plus, the business technology show, where we put the spotlight on companies doing interesting things in the technology space. Now, this is part two of a three-part series of interviews with executives from DigiCloud Africa, which is Google Cloud's enablement partner for the Africa region. And we're going to be exploring today how DigiCloud works with and empowers its resellers across Africa to offer Google's solutions to the marketplace. And to do that, I'm joined by Gregory McLennan, CEO of DigiCloud Africa, and by Louis van Schalkwyk. Louis is the company's head of technical operations. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Gregory, for anyone who might have missed episode one in the series, and I do encourage our viewers to go back and have a listen or a watch of that that episode, maybe just give us a quick recap of what DigiCloud Africa does and its relationship with Google Cloud.
100%. So DigiCloud Africa is an authorized distributor for Google Cloud in Africa. Mm-hmm. We're the first in Africa, and we enable our resellers very directly to be able to sell, support, and implement Google Cloud solutions in Africa. DigiCloud as a business is a Google shop, top to bottom. We are specialized in it, but also we're exclusive with it. Mm-hmm. And that's part of our success, in that whenever we work with a partner, we don't try and sell hundreds of different solutions. We're there to help you as a reseller and your customers to not only do the very best you can with Google, but get the most out of the Google programs that your customers really benefit mm-hmm. from this. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for 6 years now.
Okay.
So we're getting quite good at it.
Okay. So you you work through a network of resellers across the African continent.
Correct.
How many reseller partners do you have?
As at this recording right now, 137.
Okay. So it's a limited number. It's, you don't work through thousands and thousands of resellers.
Design.
By design.
100%. So by design. So mm-hmm. Google as a product set is an incredibly powerful set of tools that can be used. And I think what we didn't want to do is, with Google coming in where they come in terms of in the market, in terms of hyperscalers, we wanted to make sure that the partners that we work with are heavily invested in making sure that what they do with Google is something important, and they're prepared to invest their resources behind it so that they have the skills, they have the expertise, but also they have the experience. You know, what we don't want is 4,000 resellers, each with one customer. I want 100 resellers, but the best resellers, mm-hmm. the best in data analytics, machine learning, generative AI, infrastructure, cloud migrations, whatever the solution might be, but I want you to be the best at it. And that's what we work with. Mm-hmm. And to become a Google Cloud partner is not simple, not straightforward, but massively rewarding, because also when you come into it as a cloud partner, you're not coming into a market saturated with thousands of partners. You're not coming into a market that's saturated where everyone is already a customer and now you are trying to poach customers from wherever you go. That comes with its own challenges. In terms of the market that you're coming into, is that you're coming in as a challenger, but the opportunity across the African continent is amazing. Mm-hmm. And specifically when we look at sort of major markets within Africa, so if you think sort of South Africa, Mauritius, Kenya, Nigeria, each of those markets is unique, but they all come with it is sort of this culture of digital natives, startups that are very keen and eager to use tools that make sense for them. And more often than not, those grassroots businesses like Google's tools. And we've had customers start out at, I don't know, $7,000 a month, and that they thought that was amazing. And within 18 months, they're spending $1.4 million a month. Mm. And super happy, because that's how fast their business as a digital native has grown. So is the opportunity there? Absolutely. But like we said, we don't want 1,000 partners. Mm-hmm. We want people that are massively invested in it in terms of the skills, the expertise, and getting the experience, so that any customer who works with a DigiCloud partner knows that they're working with someone who's got this. This isn't some side hustle project on the side, oh, you wanted it, therefore we'll sell it to you. This is something that they do day in, day out.
You mentioned the main markets, which I think everyone knows, markets like Kenya, Nigeria, Mauritius even. Mm-hmm. But I presume you have resellers in smaller African territories as well.
We do. So we currently cover, of the 54 countries in Africa, so there's two we can't cover because they're on the international red list or whatever. Sure. That's probably Libya and somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But outside of those two, I think we currently have boots on the ground in 46 countries, but we'll service all of them remotely from anywhere.
Right.
And again, that's the nature of the solution. You don't need a techie walking into someone's office to install it on a laptop, this is cloud solutions. You can consume it from anywhere. Mm.
And you can help people set it up remotely if necessary.
Exactly. Yeah. So if they'd watched the previous episode, they would have heard about that central bank. Mm-hmm. That central bank operates across 13 countries in Africa, and that entire thing was done remotely because of COVID. And it was done massively successfully. And we see now, especially with businesses that are expanding into different markets. I mean, some businesses do require boots on the ground. I need people there. And I mean, obviously, you can make that work. And we've also got partners that are happy to work with other partners in different markets, which is something that we also help create cohesion. But I think it's also reached a stage where businesses are also happy that, like, how can you create scale fast? Mm. And you can't scale a human fast, but you can scale across locations, everything digitally mm-hmm. fast.
Okay. Louis, maybe just take me through how the relationship works between the three layers, if I can call them that. You've got the reseller, you've got yourselves, you've got Google Cloud. There's an end user that needs a solution. How do you actually go about going to market in terms of the various players in the ecosystem?
Okay. Thanks, Duncan. It's a good question. So our customers, so DigiCloud's customers, are only resellers, right? We mm-hmm. do not have any direct relationship or engagement or billing anything with end customers directly.
Do they ever ask you to work with them directly?
yes, sometimes end customers will reach out and ask to work directly, but from day one, we always said, no, we will not work with customers directly. Okay. So every single dollar that gets billed through one reseller. Of the resellers. Mm-hmm. So that is just how we operate, right? Yeah. So our resellers would never have to feel that they're in competition with us for business. And therefore, we feel strongly that we can go in with resellers and have a joint message to a customer if that is needed, right?
Okay.
So there's a trust relationship between us and our resellers that we will never compete for business. We're always seen as an extension to the resellers' team.
But you'd help them in a sale.
Yes, correct. Okay. So we provide pre-sales assistance, solution validation, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So our relationship with resellers start from the beginning, from onboarding. So when you want to sign up as a reseller or you just want to understand how the program works or what's available, we take you through that. If there's appetite and you're interested, we take you through the whole onboarding process, make sure you meet all the criteria, make sure you have access to all the systems, make sure your accounts and identities and all of that is set up and it's secure and it's managed. And from there, you're able to sell these services. Then we also work with our partners in joint marketing initiatives to get the word out, to make sure that their customers are aware that, you know, Google is now a product within their portfolio. And then depending on where that reseller or a reseller might be in their journey, they might be in a very early stages, right? So everything is new. Mm-hmm. So they need a lot of help, hand-holding. And that's where we are. We're there. We help customers out or partners out, at that initial phase. But then also as they progress through their journey, and I think I'll let Greg speak about the road to success shortly, but as they progress in their journey to become a premier partner, to become a specialized partner, the amount of support that they need from us changes. Mm. It doesn't fall away. The type of support that reseller requires just changes, and it changes more into other avenues, commercials, deal structuring, because now you're working to close this monster deal rather than just trying to win over the your first couple of customers. The other component that works through us is the commercial model. Mm-hmm. So how billing flows is if you're an end customer, you would purchase directly from your reseller. That money will flow from the reseller to us, and we make sure that the whole bill for Google gets settled at the end of every month.
Okay. And the typical profile of a reseller, are these typically managed service providers and system integrators?
It ranges. It's from small consultancy companies, software development companies, all the way up to your big GSIs. So it really ranges across the spectrum. We've got resellers in just about every size of business servicing the customers out there.
And do you then direct resellers to particular customers based on the customer size?
Yeah, typically if we get a lead coming in, a customer will understand the use case of what the customer wants to achieve, where the customer is based, and then based on that, we know what skills sit within our partner network, and we can probably match that opportunity or that customer requirement up with the partner best able to deliver on that. So if you look maybe a few years ago, there used to be this thinking or concept that a reseller is the Google partner, and then if a customer would like to purchase anything, they purchase it from the Google partner. But if you look at the number of tools and services, no single partner can be a specialist in everything, right? The product set under Google Cloud is just way too vast. So it's not uncommon at all to have an enterprise customer making use of several, multiple different Google Cloud partners, depending on the type of service that they would like to use or implement.
Interesting. So, Gregory, you've mentioned already that that becoming a reseller for DigiCloud is not a simple process, and that's but by design. But maybe take us through what's involved. Say there's an MSP that's maybe interested in becoming a Google Cloud reseller. They're thinking of approaching you. What's involved? What do they have to? What hoops do they have to jump through?
All of them.
Okay, take us through it.
So the process is very much mandated by Google in the US, and it gets vetted annually. They come and they check it. So, and Africa is a continent, because what we also do is we act as aggregator for Google on the African continent. So we de-risk Africa for Google. So they're more happily to invest, because they know, just like Louis said, at the end of every month, DigiCloud settles the bill, whether it gets paid by to us or not. So in terms of the process, so you would start your journey, you can reach out to info@digicloud.africa, and the whole thing starts with an NDA.
Okay.
As does everything with Google. So we start with a
sign here before we talk. Well,
exactly. So everything's very, and it's a very mutual, like two-page NDA, very simple, straightforward, but that's where it starts. And then the process is very much around, who are you as a business? So there's an application form that you'll fill out, and then all the documents and tax clearances and bank, all that other fun stuff. And all of that comes through, and then we'll do the various due diligence checks using various organizations and services to validate all of that information. And then before you receive a contract, you also need to get a certain number of skills within the products you want to sell. So right now, we just said to become a Google Cloud partner, but you might be a partner, but you might only sell Workspace, or you might only sell Chrome, or even if you do sell Google Cloud, you would get a product schedule for Google Cloud. So you'd pick what products you are, and then within those products, each of those products separately, you would need to get technical skills, and you would need to get sales skills. And sales skills are straightforward, online course done, thanks for coming. But the technical skills are quite challenging. And if you haven't got any hands-on keyboard experience, you're probably going to find out that they're so challenging, you're not going to get through it.
Okay.
So it's a roadblock that Google has put there quite specifically to make sure that you don't have someone, where we have seen instances where someone's like, oh, I've got a deal, because someone, you're going to move it or whatever, and they quickly try and sign up, but they're never going to invest in it. They don't have the skills. And when the customer runs into a problem, they don't move forward. So that's the bare minimum. And then once that's happened, then you're able to sign up as a partner. And then the real fun begins, because, you know, obviously as a partner, you get the basic of everything. Where we really come in is to help you scale up to start getting real value from the program. And that value always flows down to your customer, be it because you've got more skills or because you've got the money to make the deal worth something to the customer.
So Louis, once they've been through all these hoops and hopefully successfully passed the tests that Google throws in their way, and they're now officially resellers, Google Cloud resellers. How can those partners, as resellers, continue to grow in terms of education and specialization? What do both Google Cloud and DigiCloud offer those resellers?
So we typically suggest that companies identify areas that they want to specialize in or that they want to work in, whether that's data analytics or specifically in the education space. And then depending on where that customer is coming from, if they're already a reseller for maybe other hyperscalers, they might already be familiar with infrastructure or data analytics in other hyperscalers. So they might find it easier to onboard in those initiatives in Google. But we try and make sure that partners focus on a particular area and a particular use case in order to show value to their customers, rather than just chasing anything and everything out there. And then once you've gained a few, let's say you go for data analytics, once you've gained a few data analytics customers, you build up that skills within your business. And then from there, you'll identify additional opportunities within your customers and other customers to say, okay, I'm doing a lot of data work. Let's also go into some machine learning, or there's also an opportunity here to work on infrastructure. So it sort of naturally builds out, but we try and make sure that, like I said, partners don't run after everything, because then you end up not specializing and not having the skills. We try and make sure that we have a smaller community of resellers, but those resellers really know what they're doing. So when a customer reaches out and they need somebody that understands how this particular thing works, we can point them to the right reseller.
Do you have any resellers that do everything?
We have some resellers that try and do everything. I don't think anyone can honestly say that they specialize in everything. The product set is just too vast. I think even with your large GSIs, they'll always bring in people. But that's sort of the beauty, I guess, of the ecosystem that we're building, and we're trying to get partners to be able to work together on a customer, so that customers' requirements for technical support and services can always be met.
Okay.
And it won't always necessarily be with the same partner.
Okay. And are resellers generally happy to work together in servicing a client?
The more mature resellers, definitely. Okay. I think the guys that we see that really get success out of the program are the guys that have decided that this is the area that they want to work on and focus on. And sometimes when they uncover opportunities, they just pass it straight along because they say, that's not our area of focus or expertise. Please pass it on to another partner. And therefore, you also build a reciprocal relationship between the resellers where, at the end of the day, if a customer is happy with the Google tools, they should purchase more, hopefully.
And just to add to that, so this is also how we're helping cross-pollinate skills across Africa. Because like we said earlier, we've got partners in smaller locations, and we do, but the skills won't get there unless you have partners from the larger partners, from the South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, cross-pollinating those skills in. And then to Louis' point as well, the two very different ones, if you take Google Cloud versus education, totally, totally different. I mean, you're talking about teachers and scholars or students versus business people and very deeply technically orientated. And the way that would work would be totally different.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so on the bigger clients, I'm just thinking in terms of winning new business. How do you go about that? I presume it's a mix that both end user customers sometimes approach DigiCloud and say we're looking to do this, and then you work with a reseller to come up with a solution. Do you actively go out as DigiCloud yourselves looking for new business?
So yes. So we do a lot of lead generation activity. Google's doing a lot of lead generation activity. Our partners have relationships at customers. They'll look at it. I think, and it's an open secret, but Google plays really well as part of a multi-cloud or hybrid cloud strategy. So Google's also not the do us and nothing else platform. Right. They're very comfortable being part of that strategy. But also where Google plays well, Google plays very well. So when we have discussions with customers around things like data analytics, there's very few solutions in the market that can compete against what Google's got in terms of things like BigQuery or Vertex AI and that sort of thing. So what we also do is we focus very heavily, and we get our partners to do the same, is focus on Google's strengths. If you think the strength is that you're going to pay less, that's not the case in cloud, because cloud is a commodity. So maybe your business was like that before, but when you want to sell Google, it's very much what is Google really good at. So that when people always thought of Google, they've always thought of them as innovators. They bought DeepMind like 7, 8, 9 years ago. So the fact that OpenAI launched it just under 2 years ago, November 20 whatever it was.
22.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. that sort of brought the whole Gen AI thing forward. But 7 years before that, Google had already been working with DeepMind, and there was a whole bunch of things that were integrated. So what we find is the discussion is very easy to have where Google is strong. Google is strong is data analytics, machine learning, AI, things like Kubernetes, sort of all that container technology and all the rest. Like, those are where Google is absolutely the most, the easiest way to sell. To those things.
Okay. Now, Gregory, Africa is a vast place. You have resellers right across the continent. There's just a few markets that they're not in.
Yes.
But it must be pretty challenging to manage resellers across such a vast territory. How do you make sure everything keeps running like clockwork?
Carefully. So I think, and it comes back to the resellers that we sign up. We don't have thousands, and we won't have thousands. We've done this very strategically to make sure that when you get through the onboarding process and you're working with us, we maintain, and I personally maintain with all the biggest ones, very personal relationships to make sure that we're on the same page. And then we do continued due diligence every couple of years. We also, as Google matures as a business, and I mean, it seems to be maturing at a faster rate, mm-hmm. sort of every 6 months, the program gets updated. So we also do waves of enablement with all of these resellers every couple of months on what's new, what's different, what's changed. And, you know, we're talking about the program, but even the products that Google has. When we see every 3 months, there are waves of new products, or existing products have got new feature sets, new things coming out. But I think that's the nature of the industry, but more so now with sort of this Gen AI hype where everything has to continually grow. And as that happens, we work with our resellers to keep them as up to date as possible. Again, what we don't want is we don't want our resellers spending more time trying to see what's new and exciting and where's the hype and what's the program and how do I stay compliant. I want my resellers to be technically astute, implementing hands-on keyboard experience, sorting stuff out, learning how it works, and then we just feed them so that they have as little admin as possible to get mm-hmm. the most value for the program, but also that their customers get the best value from them. You know, if we see a product, and because we get to see the entire sort of 6,000-mile view of everything, you know, we say, okay, but banks will be interested in this thing because of this, mm-hmm. so therefore, you've got banking clients, look there. Retailers, manufacturers, schools, universities, whatever the customer base might be, maybe logistics, et cetera, et cetera. And we sort of push those solutions forward so that they become aware of it. But becoming aware of it is one thing. You need the hands-on keyboard experience to sell it. Mm-hmm. We never want to be in a position where someone sells something and then at that point it's like, okay, but now what is this and how does it work? That's not the nature of our business mm-hmm. at all.
So Greg mentioned where Google is incredibly strong in data, machine learning, that sort of area, right? The other area that we see Google playing sharply in and investing a lot more in recent years is in the security space. Yep. So for years, you know, Google's had security products that you're familiar with, you know, I'm Not a Robot recapture service.
Yeah.
So that sits in the security stack, and we see large enterprises deploy Recapture Enterprise within their portfolio. But in addition to that, there's also other services like Mandiant, VirusTotal, Google Threat Intelligence, all of these security-focused things, anti-fraud services coming out to protect your services that Google is investing in. That's available through the reseller network.
I imagine you provide much of the support to the reseller base virtually, but does DigiCloud have to... Do you have teams who fly around the continent, or are you able to resolve most issues remotely?
Most issues probably can be resolved remotely. If a need arises to travel, we're not scared to travel, mm-hmm. but usually you can jump on a video call and resolve most issues.
Most issues, okay. Gregory, remind me, you gave us an email address a bit earlier for potential partners who might be interested in chatting to DigiCloud. What is that address again?
info@digicloud.africa.
Easy enough, info@digicloud.africa. So the message here once again, is clear. If you're thinking Google Cloud, think DigiCloud, Greg. Gregory McLennan is CEO of DigiCloud Africa, and Louis van Schalkwyk is head of technical operations. We're going to delve in our next episode into what all this means for end user customers. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. But in the interim, thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.